Blog Talk Radio.
To another episode of Blog Talk Radio, Believers in Christ. We just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And just asking you, Father, to guide us in this world that you've created, Father, because there's no possible way that we can live in this world that you created and have you guide us through the things, Father. So we just want to say thank you for knowing you. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And just thank you for sending Yahshua. And just want to keep walking this glorious life and continue to help others that need to be helped. In the name of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, continue to say, pray, and amen. How's everybody doing? I haven't got with y'all in a while. I apologize. Just doing a few things with the churches and everything like that. And just going to keep having myself, you know, keep getting this gospel to you. So I apologize and keep checking out our old archives and for people to, you know, keep understanding about the gospel. But the show's going to give you a better understanding. And that's what this show is for, is of love, to give you a better understanding on the church and everything like that. So, again, just want people to understand that, you know, Jesus is coming soon and what's next, and be ready for what's, you know, about to happen. And we're coming to a big change here soon. So just recognize and just stay righteous with Jesus, and he'll make sure none of this comes across, and you know, it won't harm you and yours. So he just doesn't protect one; he protects all. So I just want people to understand that. And again, just keep listening. I named the show, you know, it's more than just going to church on Sunday. And from like the last show, it's coming, stemming off of what I was discussing, is that most people, you know, they think Sunday is it. And, you know, you go to church and you get lifted. That's perfect. I mean, there's nothing wrong if that's encouraging you to go to church, or if that's what you want to do, then that's perfect. Anything for the Father. But it's just more than just going to church on Sunday, because you have to understand it, that the Satan's around you 24/7, you know, from Sunday to Sunday, or however you, you know, get it or not. But that's how the spiritual realm is. And then on top of that, you have to understand that all churches ain't the same. All churches ain't, you know, spirit feel. Some of them just want your money. Some of them just want you to show up and just help them. I mean, there's all kind of ways to it, but it's the simple things that build a church, and the simple things that God's made up of. That's how you defeat the world. It's the small, simple things that you feel like that you have to do in this world that you think that you don't have to do. You know what I mean? You don't have to have all the money to be happy. It's the kingdom of God is in you. So once you go to church and you fellowship with people, and if it's a good church, and, you know, all the knowledge, you know, you're only limited to what the pastor tells you or the deacon or whoever, you know, at that time shows you and tells you certain knowledges to overcome. Now, there's certain churches that just push people away if you're not addressed a certain way, or, you know, if you don't feel like you're up to the priorities. You have to be careful, because those people will be held accountable, because the gospel is about others, not just for certain Christians or whatever, because the key is grafting in the lost. On top of that, giving people the best understanding as possible. Now, if you're still growing, if you're growing in Christ and you're going through something, you know, you want to tell your problems to a certain person, but you don't trust this pastor or anything like that, this is what I share to you. Share it with Jesus. He's our high priest now. So if you're going through a situation or you don't have nobody to talk to, trust me, Jesus hears it all. And he can void it. I know it feels like you're not talking to nobody, or you'd be like, well, I feel like I talked to him before. I need physical contact. Trust me, Jesus will guide you to somebody who will listen and won't share your issues or problems with anyone else. Just trust in him. Now, again, going to church, what the church needs to tell you, certain churches, and again, there's only a handful of churches that's correctly doing right. The rest of them, I don't even want to get into it. But the ones for who are doing right, acknowledge those churches to other people. You see what I mean? Just that it's not always big churches that, you know, have all the truth, because how can you honestly have a relationship with a pastor if there's almost 100,000 people in there? I'm not knocking that. That's a good thing. But if there's certain people who's trying to study and trying to get some of that knowledge embedded in them and trying to get that insight, you know, you have to go personally with the relationship with God, or someone just having, you know, a small Bible study or something, just to keep intriguing yourself with the Word of God. Now, I know a lot of people work and things like that. I totally understand. Bills got to be paid, kids got to be taken care of. Totally understand. But the thing is, you have to take it to another level on what you need to do for Christ. I know it's hard. And it's like people, and I said this a couple shows ago, is that people try to make time for Christ when Christ should come first, and you need to make time for things of the world second. It's hard, but God knows it. But the thing is that you're never really going to grow. The key is growth. You see what I mean? If you're not growing, and this is not down to nobody. This is not down to nobody. But if you're not the same as where you were last year, the issue might have to be you. Are you doing things differently? Because obviously last year didn't work, and if you're the same person as you were last year, are you truly growing in God? Not money. Are you truly growing in God? Are you doing things of the Lord? Do you see more? Are you around more negative than where you were last year? Are you around more positive? That's the key of the growth. That's what the church needs to tell you about the growth to come to that. Okay? Excuse me. So I want you to understand is the growth. The kingdom of God is in you. You have to get better, better, and better, and better. Not material-wise, mind-wise. You see, you have to grow spiritually first to get anything in the carnal, the things that we see. You have to worship God in the spirit and in truth. That's what churches need to tell and embed it in these people's head, into the people's head. It's like, listen, it's the simple things. It's the love that you give to the next. You reap what you sow. You have to sow good seed with people. You see what I mean? If you're a negative person and a negative tongue, you're probably not going to grow in that area. You can't grow from God and think things how you think it's supposed to be done. It's not going to grow. You can't grow in Christ that way. It's already in the Bible on how to do these things with your children and things like that. You have to pray over your children, over your children constantly. If things is happening in your family, it's like, well, I go to church and I do this. Are you telling your kids about Christ? I mean, it's that Satan don't care. Satan don't care if you pray, he's going to come to your son. Or if he go to your daughter, then he's going to probably go to your boyfriend. If your boyfriend ain't rooted, he's going to. That's how it trickles down. So everybody in your circle has to know Christ and Jesus, who he is. Oh, they're too young. No, they're not. Satan bars none. You have to remember that. You have to grow in Christ just as well, whoever around you is, because God is a building God. If y'all are not all on the same accord, yes, I always try to, you know, you can't force things amongst people, but things that's going to happen and develop in their life is because they're not worshiping God in spirit. This is very, very important to the church to tell these people that. You see what I mean? It's like, oh, God's going to protect my children, and while he's out there doing this and that. The key is this, people. So we have to understand, Satan bars none. If that blood is not over them, then legally he can do whatever. And God tells you simply what to do. And sometimes a lot of churches do not discuss that. It's because they don't want to scare people away, or they don't want them to, start to doubt or anything. This Bible says it right here: things to do, things to do, do not do, or whatever. But my point is this: my whole point is this: it's the growth, the growth. Can you see God growing in your life? I mean, if you feel like you practice these things of the Bible, are you the same person? Do you cuss more? Do you not cuss more? Do you help more? Do you not help more? I mean, things of this nature that we have to understand is that the growth. Do you see God developing in areas? Don't lie to yourself. The only person you're going to lie to is yourself. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to God. If there's things that you know you shouldn't be doing, as well as myself, I'm not perfect. There's a lot of things that I have to brush up on, me personally. But I can see where God can, he can show me and go, you know what, Donald, look at this outlet. Look at this source of anything. So I'm asking you, are you growing in Christ? Is the church telling you, and when I do this and I do that, this is the outcome? That's the thing that most Christians is not being told. It's because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings or whatever the case may be. But the kingdom, the church needs to talk about the kingdom of God is in you, the power. The power is already embedded in you. You just got to get the knowledge to know it and then activate it, and then you could tell somebody else, and then you could tell somebody else. That's what the church needs to tell. But not all the churches, again, are the same. There's good ones and there's bad ones. But you look at a church from its fruits. Do they show love? Are they giving? Are they caring? When I come there, is it a feeling that I know God's in the presence? There's so many ways that you can find out if that church is of God or not. And God makes a very simple principle about it. So that's what the church needs to tell you. But again, you're only limited to what the pastor tells you if you're not studying the word for yourself. That's it. And then if the Bible matches up what the pastor says or what your deacon says or your evangelist says, and then they're practicing it and you see the growth part of it, then that person's of God. But if you see something totally different from it, I'm not saying stay away, but just have your binoculars on. I mean, just make sure you got that spirit of discernment. Excuse me, to know the difference between the two. So again, it's the growth. You have to grow in Christ. You're not going to be the same person as you were last year. The growth. You have to continue. God makes you grow, but you have to bring something to the table. I mean, God is the table and the material and everything. But all you have to do is just do it. Glorify him while you do it. So the key is the growth. Okay? So, again, briefly, hopefully I'll probably talk around 8 o'clock and we can discuss more about it. But the key is getting that knowledge, activating the growth. You have to understand. So, again, I just want to say thanks again for people listening. Hopefully this message is for you. Share it with someone else and just glorify God at it. And he's in everyone's hearts. It's very hard out there what's going on in the ways of the world and what people are saying about the church, and they're not standing up for the church. And the thing is that a lot of it is doing wrong, but I'm telling you right now, Jesus is returning soon. What's going to deliver you is the righteousness, your righteousness with the Father, your righteousness with Jesus is going to deliver you. Thanks. Keep praying for y'all. I pray for y'all. You pray for me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Love you all. Peace.